tedious hour to bring them all where they were to over near the house again. And by the time I was done, I was ready to snap the neck of whatever little pissant was deciding to screw with me.
See, ants.
I guess you're right. The next morning, I found each and every one of our horses messily decapitated.
Okay, wait.
I think you said silly.
The ants, like, all crawled around the horse's neck, right? And just, like, went like this all together, and then it just squeezed it so much, it went... Just popped off its head.
That pop was perfect.
Okay.
I know.
This is the time when you leave. Yeah, you leave by then.
I mean, if a person, if they already see hay bales moving, I would already be calling the police. Like, hey, there's ants or
the
air pollution.
Yeah.
Air
pollution.
Air pollution or ants are pushing these hay bales. You need to arrest the air.
Our job is to advise people on what to do.
Not to do.
Not to do.
What to do and not to do. So you're going to have to help us with this.
Okay, what to do? Call the police?
At the end of the story.
Oh, okay.
The smell was what woke me up. Each one was flipped over against the side of its stall. There were no signs of the head. I spent the rest of the day cleaning up the mess and burying the remains.
You just casually are like, oh no, my horse's head's gone.
Can you just clean up the mess? Like, oh no.
You put in the hay bales so the hay bales can move from Hawaii.
Yeah, it was the hay bales, guys.
Yeah, hay bales just like rolled over the horse. Lego piece just detached head.
It was only when I was done that I noticed the bales of hay had all returned to their positions from the day before, scattered far out into the fields. This time I left them where they were. The night I sat on my porch with my shotgun in hand and a pot of coffee on the table beside me. I sat for hours straining my eyes into the fields to catch a glimpse of who was moving my hay bales.
That's what you're worried about? Not the horses?
I love the shotgun. Very AmeriCorps.
I know. AmeriCorps. Bro, we should make a merch website with a big fat American flag, and it says AmeriCorps Sparkles.
Just slap a
character. Yeah, buy our new shirt. It costs $50.
Have you ever
bucks.
Seen those pride profile pictures? Let's do that with the American. Genius.
Finally, I was beginning to nod off. I would have, but just as my eyes began to close, I heard a clamor and a rustling of truth. Nearby in the woods. I leaned forward, my heart racing with excitement to shoot someone. I was going to catch the bastard. I fumbled with my gun and fidgeted in my seat, waiting anxiously for whoever it was to get close enough to ambush. It was only when the thing got close enough to me to make out its silhouette in the dark that I was frozen still.
Slenderman.
It's not Slenderman.
Not Slenderman.
Slenderman goes after people who are in apartments or Norwegian prisons.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So the jail near my house must be haunted by Slenderman. Hey, I can go dab him up once I get over there.
Yo,
how would you do Slenderman?
Well, you'd have to do like this,
yeah.
I guess.
No, you just stand on your tippy toes.
He has three sets of arms. He has branch arms, like tree branch arms. He has two long arms, and he also has tentacles.
Just grab like stilts. Get on stilts.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
and I'll just like add like plastic arms to my waist.
Yeah.
12 feet tall. Dang, I'm gonna have to like.
You should play basketball.
I'm gonna have to wear like 5 feet platformers just to dab him up.
More than. You're gonna need stilts. You're gonna need to get on a ladder.
Okay, I'm gonna need a ladder, super glued to a stilt, and then 3-inch. No, sorry, not 3-inch. 15 feet platformers, on top of that.
Or you could just like go to an elegant apartment building and just like climb up the outside. Stairs.
Oh yeah, climb to the roof and then just be like, hey, what's up? Yeah.
I was going to catch the bastard. I fumbled with my gun and fidgeted in my seat, waiting anxiously for whoever it was to get close enough to ambush. It was only when the thing got close enough for me to make out its silhouette in the dark that I was frozen still. The thing that crept into my field from the nearby woods didn't seem to notice me sitting there. It stopped, hunched, and deliberated through the fields with the posture of a tiptoeing beast. If not for the fact that it must have towered to over 10 feet tall.
I think that's a problem.
Slenderman!
Please be Slenderman, dude.
Just shoot it already.
And not that either.
Yeah, for the
coffee.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
It should be like boiling hot though.
Yes,
that's a coffee callback from the first episode we made.
Really?
Yeah, because the girl who got killed by Slenderman.
First episode reference.
Yeah.